DW.
The village of Bia Recaute is a place where time doesn't seem to exist. It's a place filled with the rich scents and sounds of the rainforest. There are only a few houses in the village, including a handful from the government, that are made from brick. But the traditional ones are made of wood and consist of just one room for an entire family. They spend most of the day on a kind of terrace outside. The Yuki people are one of the smallest indigenous groups in Bolivia. There are only around 360 of them today. Even though they wear Western clothes, they've been fighting not only to survive, but to keep their ancient traditions alive for decades, ever since they first made contact with the outside world. And the outside world has been making their lives more and more complicated. Most of the Yuki live in this Bia Recaute community in the department of Cochabamba, in the Bolivian part of the Amazon. The village is situated in the Chapare region, some 260 kilometres, or about 160 miles, from the city of Cochabamba in central Bolivia. Nowadays, it can be reached by car in about 5 hours on bad roads. The Yuki people are hunter-gatherers and lived from picking fruit, fishing, and from hunting deep in the Bolivian Amazon. That is, until the 1960s, when a US-based evangelical group called the New Tribes Mission made contact with them, eventually teaching them how to cultivate different plants. The missionaries also gave them Christian names, like Jonathan. One man here, a 52-year-old named Jonathan Isategua, explains where his last name comes from. Isategua is a tasty yellow fruit and a common name in this tribe. It wasn't until the mid-90s that the Yuki adopted surnames referring to features from the jungle to strengthen their connection with nature and assert their identity. Jonathan, a former leader of the Yuki people, now makes his living from cultivating manioc, papaya, and plantain. Most people in the village make their living that way, or by hunting or picking fruit. Hunters stand in high regard here, especially when looking for a good husband.
We give most value to someone who is good at hunting, because he comes back with food for the family, for his people.
The Yuki live in a region that's a recognized indigenous territory, a so-called TCO. They share it with the Yuracare and Trinitario people. The area comprises some 125,000 hectares. It may seem like a lot of space for just a few thousand indigenous people, but a large area is needed to ensure they can keep living off the forest like their ancestors before them. 35-year-old Abel Iaira Guaguasu, another Yuki community leader, explains.
La gente en sí es una cultura muy diferente.
Our people really do have a different culture. They would go into the wild, go hunting, fishing, roaming from one place to another. They make a camp somewhere, and if there aren't many animals or fruits around, they would move on somewhere else. They would cover huge areas. That is why their territory is 125,000 hectares.
After the first contact in the 60s, the missionaries also moved the Yuki people to the territory where they're living today. It wasn't until later that Bolivia designated the area as indigenous territory. While accompanying Yuki hunters in the dense and hot jungle, they show us with great sorrow how a big old tree has been cut down, according to them, illegally by settlers. The Yuki people do make money from forestry, which goes toward health and education, but they work with international NGOs and forestry engineers to uphold a management plan so that the forest stays healthy, says community leader Abel.
Some of the trees are 400 or 500 years old. If they are lost, the damage would be irreversible. It's necessary to manage the jungle properly and use the trees responsibly to avoid illegal logging and make sure all the trees are not cut down.
But in recent years, things have become more difficult, Jonathan explains. Other indigenous groups from the territory, as well as people from other parts of Bolivia, are involved in various illegal activities, including planting coca for drug trafficking and illegal logging on the territory.
They work illegally. We control this area here. We do not want them to enter with pure gasoline. We have confiscated prohibited gasoline and also cocaine. We have a lot of problems with this issue. We don't want illegal things here on our territory. There are people who are involved in illegal logging, and they have an airstrip inside our territory. You know what that is for, don't you?
The airstrip is used for drug trafficking, according to Jonathan. Many of the Yuki people interviewed for this story feel threatened by this trend. That's why the Yuki people filed an official complaint with the authorities and Bolivia's Mobile Police Unit for Rural Areas last year. The authorities intervened and found an illegal airstrip in the area, detaining one person for allegedly transporting drugs. These criminal activities worry the Yuki people, also because of the environmental impact, and so does the coronavirus pandemic, which poses a high risk to the Yuki. The Bia Recaute community still has several cases of tuberculosis, making people even more susceptible to other respiratory diseases. By the beginning of 2021, some 23 of the 360 people in the village had tested positive for COVID-19. But several other villagers also reported flu-like symptoms, suggesting that many more might have had the disease than the test results showed. Groups like the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights have warned that COVID-19 could pose a serious risk for the survival of the Yuki people, as well as for other indigenous groups. Jonathan Isategua explains that the threat of death is particularly concerning for this small community.
In our culture, when somebody dies, it is prohibited to say his name. It's sad, like remembering something really painful. Losing a brother here is like losing 100 Yukis. We were afraid that this illness would sweep us away, because we are just a few. Thank God that did not happen.
Another leader in this small community is a strong young woman named Carmen Isategua. She's glad that the group has so far managed well, despite the pandemic.
We did become ill, but we did not die. We are strong. We are very cautious. In those times, nobody went anywhere, not even to buy vegetables or meat. We did not leave the village. We just stayed inside our houses. We did not go anywhere.
But they did leave once, to the closest town, Chimoré, to receive government help. And it's believed that this is how COVID-19 made its way into their community.
When we get sick, it is not just one of us who is going, it's the whole family, to watch over him because that is our custom. Others get sick and they just leave their family members like that. We're not like that. We follow them and look at what they're doing. We stay at their side.
The last Yuki people are still fighting to keep existing, with their close relationship to their surrounding environment, the Amazon, because they are part of the jungle, and the jungle is a part of them.
DW.